Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And for a moment this morning, our message is good news from the tomb, the message from the Easter angel. Oh, hello. I'm the angel. Whenever the Lord has good news he wishes to relay to his people, he sends a messenger. I am not here for Mary. Mary had her word years ago. In fact, I am here for you. There is a question that you must answer for yourself this morning. Are you living in Jesus' unfinished work? I know you know that he's risen. You say it all the time. But do you really believe it? And are you truly living it? I know life is hard. I know many times you are anxious and you're frustrated and you endure hardship and much pain. And it is possible that when you experience these things, you desire to turn away, you doubt. And so the Lord sent me this morning with a message to remind you of exactly what it means when we say he is risen. Why does the resurrection matter so much to you? Well, here it is. The resurrection offers us peace. This is the message I remind you of this morning. You have peace. The angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." When life becomes hard, when you are in pain, when the enemy comes up against you, do not be afraid. Do not be frightened. Do not be alarmed. You now have peace with God. You are no longer at war with God. You have peace. And are you living in peace this morning? Or are you restless? Are you fearful? Are you frightful? Do you believe that even though life can become distressing, even though you may be suffering, that you really should lay your head down at night and sleep in peace? I'm not talking about happiness. You've got to be pretty shallow if you believe that every day you can be happy. Nobody is happy every day on this side of eternity. But I'm talking about even when the doctor gives you a diagnosis you do not need to hear. Even when you have no money, even when you are struggling, do you have peace? Because this is what God is offering. This is the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Peace. Can you rest in peace? Do you believe that Jesus has granted you peace? I've come to remind you that you have peace. Rest in Jesus. No matter what it is that you may be dealing with, lay your head down, go to sleep in peace. The Lord has promised you peace today. And then I want to remind you that you do have power. You have power. You have power. Jesus got up with all power in his hands. And that power is in you today. Power. Are you operating in power? Or are you operating in defeat? Are you bent over? Are you laid down? Are you crippled? Are you living in fear? Or are you operating in power? Because you have power. Remember, Jesus was silent all the while Pilate questioned him. He said not a word. Until Pilate said to him, I have power to take your life. Then Jesus spoke up quickly and said, you have no power over me. I lay my life on and I take it up myself. That is the power that you have inside of you this morning. Resurrection power. But are you operating in the power? When was the last time have you moved with power and moved in authority, moved knowing that Jesus is in you, the all-powerful God lives in you. Power to be, power to do all that God is asking you to be and to do. Are you powerful? Is the church of God powerful? Where are you seeing the power of God move in your life and move in your church? And why are you not seeing it? Why are we not walking in the power? Because you have power. Do you know that? Do you believe that you have power to do all things? I have come to remind you that the resurrection of Jesus Christ, living in his finished work, means that you have power. Jesus can use power to change anyone's life. A drunkard could become a pastor. The prostitute can become the priest. That is the power of God. He's able to transform anybody's life because he is a powerful God. Ask yourself, where is my power? Do I have power? The power to go tell others that Jesus lives. I know you say it. I know that you know it, but when was the last time have you told someone that Jesus lives? Or are you afraid? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid to pray for those who are sick? Are you afraid to command healing? Are you afraid to deliver people? When was the last time have you done it? Power. Then I want to remind you that you have potential. potential. He is not here. I know that you know it. He is not here. When he was on the earth physically, he couldn't be in many places more than once. But now he is everywhere. That means potential for you and for I. Potential to be who God has called you to be. Potential to do great things. Because right now he is on the right-hand side of his Father, advocating and interceding so that we can become who he has called us to be. Are you walking in the fullness of who God has called you to be? Do you know that you can actually be great, great, and do big things? Potential. Or are you just seeing yourself small and weak? Oh, I'm just a Christian showing up for church once a week. Is that all that you do? Do you know that he's calling you into greatness? That he's calling you to do more? What would happen if you know who you truly are in him? That you can actually do great things. When was the last time have you asked somebody, how did you come to be a pastor? Wow. Where did you get the gift to evangelize? How do you do that? It is potential. It is walking in the fullness of who God has created you to be. Why are you comfortable being less and doing less? Potential to do great things. And then I want to remind you of the promise. The promise. Jesus said, go tell my disciples and Peter. I want you to be the and Peter this morning. I know he had his disciples, but I want you to just for a moment think, I'm and Peter. You know Peter, the brave one, the bold one, the one who always tend to put his feet in his mouth, that Peter. The one who swore, I would never betray you, Lord, that Peter. But when the time came, Peter did not know that he had potential to be great because he was afraid. And so he denied his Lord three times and then the cock crowed. Peter did not walk in potential then, but our Lord so redeemed that he said, and Peter, call Peter, tell Peter, him too. And that is the reminder for us this morning that you too, Jesus is saying, I promise you, no matter where you are, no matter what you have done or what you may be doing, you too. The resurrection says, and Serena, and Derek, and Tammy, and put your name there, and you too must come. And then he said, you will meet me, you will see me just as I have promised. You will see him in all his glory as you see me in mine today. You too will see Jesus face to face in all of his glory. But you have got to come. You have got to come. That is the promise that God is given to you and I today. You too can see him. You too will see him. Jesus is saying that you do have peace. And so if you are frustrated, restless, you don't know the last time you've had a good night's sleep, the resurrection says to you this morning, you have peace. You have peace with God. You have power to do great things. Operate in your power. Walk in your power. Stop being afraid. The resurrection says to us this morning, you have potential to do great things, to do great things for the kingdom of God. The resurrection says to us that there is a promise, the promise of eternal life, the promise that you will never be alone, the promise that you will see Jesus face to face in all of his glory. And the Lord sent me as a messenger this morning to ask you a question. Are you living in Jesus's finished work? Was it all for nothing? Are you fully aware of what he did on the cross when he gave it all for you? And he says the resurrection means everything, everything to you. Walk in the power of the resurrection. Act like you are resurrected beings. Behave as if you serve a risen Savior. That is the reminder this morning. That as children of God, the resurrection means everything to you. Everything about Christianity, everything about the church of God rests on the guarantee of Jesus' death, resurrection, and return. And he is returning, but will you be ready? And while you wait on this side of eternity, the Lord says, live in peace. The Lord says, operate in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord says, you have potential to do great things. Begin to do great things. Know who you are in Christ. And the Lord says, there is a promise that you too will see him face to face. That is the message this Easter from the messenger of God, the risen Savior. Are you living in Jesus' finished work? That is your question. May the Lord bless you this Easter.